So today is Ayin Aleph. I believe we are on Ayin Aleph, the four lines in the top. So yesterday we brought a memra from Rav Nachman, and based on that memra from Rav Nachman, we said that we had an issue about that even Rav Nachman basically said that even collecting ribbis from a guy would lead to you becoming poor. I mean, there'd be an issue of collecting ribbis from a guy. Collecting ribbis from a guy. But now there's an ikodemastila. There are those who learned the statement of Rav Nachman the ikodemastila laha de Rav Huna. Rav Huna says the name of Rav Nachman on a totally different idea, and therefore it has nothing to do with ribbis from a guy. So, fourth line on the top, ikodemastila de Rav Huna, a hadatani Rav Yosef. For those who learned what Rav Huna said, that which was stated by Rav Yosef. So the pasuk says, "In kesef talva es ami." Right? If or when you lend money, right? The pasuk in Shmos, "In kesef talva es ami, es ani imach lo tiyeh lo kinoshe lo tisimim alay nashach." So the pasuk says, "If you lend or when you lend kesef to my nation, to the poor person who is amongst you." So they darshan each word, "Ami." Right, ami v'nachri, ami kodem. If there's a choice between giving it to somebody from your nation and someone who's not from your nation, ami kodem. You're supposed to give it tzedakah first to the person from your nation. Aniva ashir, to give money to a poor person or a wealthy person. I guess maybe the wealthy person is down in his luck or needs some cash for a business venture. So aniva ashir, ani kodem. You give it to the poor individual first. Aniyecha v'aniye ircha, if it's aniyim from your family versus other aniyim from your city, aniyecha kodman, right? Because imcha is matcha with you, right? Lani imcha means with you, so therefore your family member comes first. Aniyecha v'aniye ircheres, if you have a choice of giving staka to somebody who needs money and they're in your neighborhood as opposed to somebody who's coming from the outside your neighborhood, then aniye ircha kodman. You're supposed to first prioritize giving the staka to the institutions or to the poor people, not necessarily the institutions, the poor people. It's not double pusher because people walk in from all over the place, so and you don't prioritize.
You take care of your backyard first.
Of course. You take it.
Is that also from a mach?
From a what?
Is that also from a mach, the your city as well as your family? I mean, what's the raya for your city?
Imach, someone who's with you, close to you.
So it's using the word twice.
Okay.
It says you can't do that.
Who says you can't do that?
Well, in other circumstances, when somebody brings a word as a riot, they say, well, I'm already using that word.
So this may not be a full-fledged doraisa, or this may just be that they're learning it out. It's the same concept. The idea is whoever's closer to you, and it's just
right,
another...
Okay. That I understand.
Yeah. Ani yirchav, ani yircheres, ani yircher kodem. Amar mar, so said in the braisa, ami v'nachri, ami kodem. You and your nachri, you have to give to your person, you have to give to your nation first. So Gemara says, pshita, you said it's possible, take care of your own. Pshita. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, so Rav Nachman says, name of Huna, this is where the statement is, lo nitzucha, dafilu nachri b'ribis v'yisrael v'chilam. Even if you have the opportunity to lend to a guy with ribis, and therefore make a little profit off of it, or give to your fellow Jew to give it without interest. He's supposed to give it to the Jew first without interest first. That's where it says. That's where Rav Nachman comes in. So I don't know. Did we do the Tosfos yesterday?
No.
Okay. So basically, we had a sugya that discussed collecting ribbis from a guy, and it seemed from the first mandamer, it seemed pretty clear that you're not supposed to collect from ribbis even from a guy. So Tosfos points out. Look at Tosfos Dimasul Tashach on Ahmed Beis. Just turn over. So it says, if you go four lines, the last word on the line was umma. Right? Got that? It says, umma shenogu atta lehilvos lenachrim. Nowadays, in times of Tos, Tosos din rasal tashich, four lines in the top, fourth line, the last word on the line, umma.
Okay.
Umma shenogu atta lehilvos lenachrim. Tosos says, well, what about Bismanazeh? Bismanazeh, I mean, the times of the Middle Ages, when they would lend, that's what it was, they would lend money, Jews were the money lenders. Right? The Christian church, Europe had a usury laws. You weren't allowed to collect interest. The only way you got money was there was no money lending except from the Jews. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, why is that? Mishum shall sofrim halach achar ameka. Because when it comes to dinei de rabbanon, and clearly lending to Goyim with ribbis, it would only be asur de rabbanon, because the pasuk and the mishnah says clearly you're allowed to. We just said pasuk and mishnah, we learned out that maybe you can't do that. Right? Shall sofrim halach achar ameka. The kaim along idach lishna, and we'll call like the second lashon that we just learned right now. Demasni had the rav huna brisa de rav yosef. That statement of Rav Huna was on the brisa of Rav Yosef. Below asur me'olam Rav Nachman Rav Huna ribbis and achrin. There was never an iser of ribbis on a guy because we have two mandamras. The second mandamra says it's not talking about ribbis for a guy. Vafilo lishna kama. And even according to the first lashon, who seems to be clear that you're not supposed to do that. Yesh lahater. I'll give you a permit. Lefisha yeshalenu mas melech v'sarim v'akol havi kidei chayenu. One of the hetayim in the first lashon was you could do it b'chdei chayav, you could do it in order to survive. So nowadays, in times of religious, we had taxes and we had all these terrible things upon us. You couldn't own land, you couldn't do what were we supposed to do. You had to make a living. There was nothing else to do. They couldn't be doctors, they couldn't be lawyers, they couldn't be construction workers, they couldn't do anything. They couldn't own land, so they lent money. The ode, another entry says, Shahanu Shruyin Bein Umos, we're living amongst the nations. The Ef Shalanu Listakir Bishum Davar Im Lo Nisa Vanitan Imayim. We had to do business with them. What are we supposed to do? There's not enough. Maybe that was my sense. Certain neighborhoods is different, but there's not enough business or commerce to go around just amongst the Jews. They have to expand outside their communities. Hilkach ein la'asur ribis shema yuma b'masav yosem yishar ma'asan matan. We said one of the reasons before that the second heter was the only time the chacham can do it because they're not going to learn from the ma'asim of the goy. But nowadays we're totally immersed amongst the goyim anyway to do business. So the shema yuma b'masav is not an issue anyway. So therefore, Kortosos gives a few hetayim, even about why you can you lend money to a guy with ribbis. It seems that according to the Tosos, it's not so posh about lending money to a guy with ribbis. The Rambam says, this sugya is a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah. This is a kasha on the Rambam. Here we're trying to give a permission to do it, and the Rambam says it's a chiyuv to do it.
So,
right, but we went through the sugi yesterday. We had a pasuk in Mishlei, and we learned out that Midar Bonon, they said you shouldn't do that. Number one, because they took that, right? So we went through it. So there's plenty of halachos that the Torah says it, and there's a din d'rabbanan. Okay, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Boer a samus eneim shomave ribis." See how blind those who lend in ribis really are. How silly they are. Adam kor lechaveir or Russia yoredi moel lechayav. The derech haolam is that if your friend calls you a Rasha, you're Yored Imo L'Chayav. What does that mean? Rashi says, Yored Imo L'Chayav, Rogil Hitokate Imo Kilo Hikav Kilo Bala Hargo. If someone calls you a Rasha, you go and you defend yourself. Yeah, you go after him. Then he brings a Lishna Achrina, he says, Anisha Mati, Rashai Le Redi Toch Umnoso Shochavero, Ulamame Mizonoso Shochavero. Not even, you fight with him you take Nakama, basically. You can go into it. Someone calls you a Rasha, you go burn his seals down. Rashi doesn't like that shot.
I'm just ignoring it.
But
how about just ignoring
it? Maybe that's the right thing to do, but the derech ha'olam is that you're going to defend yourself when someone calls you a Russia.
Yeah, but if you ignore it, that means you're not contesting it.
So what? You're being so what?
if somebody called me
a... Okay, it's not the point. The point is that the derech ha'olam, whether or not you're going to do it or not going to do it, whether you should do it or you should not do it, the way of the world is people protest. Right? Bo re simon say name shall mavi ribis. Adam kove lechavero Russia, yorimo lechayav. The haim, and these people who lend out money with ribis, mevin edim, they bring edim, because that's the sign of the star. They bring edim, the lavlar, and the sofer, the kulmus of the yo, and they bring parchment, and they bring ink. The kosvin, they write the star about ribis. The kosvin, and they sign it. Ploni zeh, alright, on the edim, ploni zeh, kofar bilokay Yisrael. And they bring out on all these people to testify and to prove that you're a kofar. Why is it that you're kofer l'kei Yisrael? I think the simple pshat is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you not to do it, and then you went and you did it. So you see, you get upset when people call you a Russia, now you're bringing witnesses to show what a Russia you are. So that's how blind you are. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Kol mi sheyesh lo ma'os, umalve osam shelo beribis, anyone who has money and lends it without interest, Allah v'kasev Omer, on him, the Pasuk says, Kaspo lo nasam ben neshech, his money he did not give with interest, v'shochar al naki lo lakach, and he didn't take any reward from anybody. Oseh eile lo yimbot lo'olam, one who does this will never fall. For in the world, he'll never fall. He'll never lose his possessions. So halamadita, you learn from here, shekol hamalva beribis nechasav in moditin. So you see from here the opposite. If you do, if you don't lend beribis, your nechasim aren't mitmait. If you do lend beribis, you're going to lose your possessions. So that yesterday also that you know said Shmuel Malka, he took the possessions of people who loaned beribis. But hakachazin and the low most beribis come in moditin. But don't we see, you know, ma'ase b'chol yom, that there are people who do not lend beribis and they end up losing possessions and they don't do it. It's ma'ase b'chol yom. It happens. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Elazar says there's a difference, there's a distinction. Halalu, those who I believe that do not lend beribis, mismotetin v'olin. It's only temporary. Yeah, they'll go down, but they'll go back up. They're like the market, right? But halalu, those who lend beribis, mismotetin v'inan olin. They will lose their possessions and they'll never get it back. Okay, maybe you have to check the Ma'aseh B'chol Yom, what happens there. But that should be, that's in the perfect world. That's what's supposed to happen. Okay, the Gemara brings another Pasuk that says that, maybe a little different answer, that that you, even if you don't lend the ribbons, you'll never lose your possessions. And I don't mean to say that they do. He says, he brings a Pasuk from Habakkuk, right, who says, Lama sabit bogdim takharish kivala rashat tzadik menu. Habakkuk seems to be complaining about how the Rashaim are on top and are ruling. Amar Rav Huna, you have to learn from the Pasuk, Tzadik mimenu boleya, but Tzadik gamor ain't boleya. So someone who's more tzadik than you, I think that's what it means,
yeah.
Someone who's more of a tzadik than you, he's still going to be a Rasha, but he'll be boleya. I guess you'll swallow him. But tzadik gamor, he can be swallowed. But tzadik gamor ain't a boleya. But a tzadik gamor, he's never going to be swallowed up. Meaning, those who you see that are not lending beribis, but their nechasim are going down, they are not tzadik gamurim. But if they were real tzadik gamor, then they wouldn't. I guess there are other reasons why your nechasim could diminish. Maybe you did a bad business, maybe other virus. I'm not exactly sure how this means. It seems to be. The Gemara in Brachas brings this down as one of the answers for Tzadik Varelo Rosh Hotovlo, that he's not a pure Tzadik. Right. That's one of those questions that you want to ask away. I'm not going to answer. I have no idea. Right. I have no idea. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ger Tzadik Ha'amor Le'inyan Mechira, the Ger Toshav Ha'amor Le'inyan Ribis, Ein Yodei Amahu. Rabbi says he brought down a Brisa. The Brisa said two statements, two cryptic statements. He doesn't understand what they are. Statement number one was the ger tzedek by mechira, a full fledged ger. There's an inyan by him by a sale. Mechira means here by sale of an eved ivri, and ger toshav the inyan of ribis. But he doesn't know what those statements mean. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out what those statements mean. So ger tzedek amor the inyan mechira. What is that? So we've seen this a few times. There's a Tosefta in Erechin that talks about, and Rashi quotes it, talks about the punishment of somebody who does business with Shemitah. So in the end, if you do this business with Shemitah, you're going to start losing, and eventually you have to sell yourself to this person, sell yourself to that person. You continue doing business with Shemitah. So he says, "Dichsev ki yamucha chicha imach v'nim karlach." Right, the person who's going to have to sell yourself. You sell yourself to Yisrael. V'lo l'cha el l'ger. Not only to you, you sell yourself to ger. You can sell yourself to a ger. Shenei Amar, the Pasuk says, v'chisasa yager v'sosh yimach v'ma'ach kichamo v'nimkar l'ger. You're going to sell yourself to a ger. That's a ger tzedek. V'lo, not only you have to sell yourself to a ger tzedek, if you keep going, right, el l'ger toshav, to a ger toshav. It's the next level down. He keeps some mitzvahs, but he's not a Jew. Right, Shenei Amar l'ger toshav. And then the Pasuk continues, mishpachas ger. To the family of the Ger, Zenachri, Kishu Omer Ola Aker, at the end it says, Ola Aker, Mishbachas Ger, Zenim Kalos Chavim Atzmi. You'll be sold to an idol worshiper as well. So, if you do business with Shemitah, right, Rashi points out, Rashi, the Rasav Lola Chol Ger, he says, Resha de Bryce, Mosechas Erechim, Bor Ek Kamakasha Afkal Shal Shvius, Adam Nosev, and Nosev, and Peir Shvius, Sof Mocher Matal Tov. You can end up selling all your wares. Ad lo batu liyodo, ad shi mocher atzmo. Till you sell yourself. Shenei amar v'nimka lachav, lo lachav el lager. Nimka avs lachavim. Then you end up selling yourself to a full-fledged goy. See, that's the problem. Don't do business with Shemitah. So amamar. So we learned in, so what's going on? So and the pasuk was, ger toshav amor le'inyan ribis. So amamar, v'lo lachav el lager, shenei amar lager. You will sell yourself to a ger, as an ever ivri. Lememra de ger kani ever ivra. Ivri. Does it mean to say, according to this Tosefta, that a Ger Tzedek can purchase an Eved Ivri? Uri Mini. Well, we have a Braisa that says otherwise. A Braisa says, Ein HaGer BeEved Ivri. A Ger cannot be bought as an Eved Ivri. Right, he cannot be bought as one. The Ein Isha of a Ger Konim Eved Ivri. And neither, and a woman nor a Ger can purchase an Eved Ivri. So that's so sad what we just said. Now, we just said if you still deal with Shemitah, with Shemitah produce, you can end up selling yourself to a Ger. But now the Braisa says a Ger can't buy an Eved Ivri. Why? How do we know? Ger lo nikna be'Eved Ivri. I guess this is a continuation of the Braisa. A Ger cannot be purchased or be bought as an Eved Ivri because the Pasuk says, v'shava mishpachto, right? He works with him, achnas ha'yovel yavol imach, v'yotzav imach. The Pasuk says, alechus levos of Yashuv. Right? And then it says, v'shava mishpachto, the Pasuk says. He has to go back to his family, right? V'haleka. And the Ger doesn't have this family because he's a Ger, he's a Katan Shinola dummy. I don't know, maybe he has a new family, but he has to. He doesn't have this family. I don't know why. That's.
He's not married.
Yeah, that's what I asked. Maybe after he became a Ger. I guess it says he doesn't have a family. Maybe halachically he doesn't have a family, or maybe because even if he does have a family, if they die, then he doesn't have, if that immediate family dies, there's no continuation. In other words, he doesn't have right. Right. Why not? Why not? I think it's not considered his kinfolk because if they die, his wife is fit. They're talking about other people, right? The ain isha v'ger konim eved ivri v'haleka, and then so that's why he can't be bought. And a woman and a ger cannot purchase an eved ivri. Isha why lav orich ara? For a woman, it's not derech eretz because it's not tznius for her to be the owner of a male servant. V'ger nami and a ger nami gemiri. It's I guess halacha moshe misinei. We have halacha moshe misinei. De makne kani, de lo mikne lo kani. The only those who can be purchased as an eved ivri can purchase themselves an eved ivri. But those who cannot be bought as an eved ivri, which just a ger cannot, they cannot buy an eved ivri. So we have a problem with the brisa. The Tosefta and Erechin that we brought down says that you're going to be bought by a ger tzedek. But we just proved that a ger cannot buy an eved ivri. So the Gemara says Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. Now, this is how the answer with the Braisa, the second Braisa that says that a Ger cannot purchase an Eved Ivri, it doesn't mean that he cannot purchase the Eved Ivri at all. Rather, it means Eino Kon Evedino Kisrael. He cannot buy the Eved Ivri and then have upon that Eved Ivri the halachos as if that Eved Ivri was bought by a Jew. Aval Kon Evedino Kenachri. He can purchase an Eved Ivri, but he now has this Eved Ivri in his possession as if he, the purchaser, is a Goy, which means basically you cannot, there's no Yerusha, you can't Yarshin this Eved Ivri over to your inheritors. The Tanya, because we have a Brice that says it's a chilik between whether a Jew is sold to another Jew or to a Goy. Hanirza, the Nirza is the Eved Ivri who was sold to a Jew and he doesn't want to go out after 6 years, so they bore a hole in his ear and he's a servant Lolan, which is a Diovel. It says Hanirza Vanimka Lenachri, and the Eved Ivri who sold to a Goy, if the master dies, Eino Oved lo as Bain velo as Abbas. He doesn't serve the children, meaning there's no Yerusha for an Eved Ivri bought by a Goy. So too by the Ger, yeah, he can purchase the Eved Ivri, just can only purchase him, appeal the halachas of a Goy, and therefore if he doesn't, it's not inherited by his children. Okay. It's the halacha. Amamar. So now
is the guy bound by halacha? I mean, if he says, "Well, I don't want to let you free,"
he's dead.
So he's taken to court, and
he's dead. So the Jew goes the same way. Any issue, you take to court, and if this is in Eretz Yisrael, and he's living in Eretz Yisrael, and what about the guy whose ox gores you? You say, Amamar. The Ein Isha of a Ger Konim Eved Ivri. We just said that a woman and a Ger cannot purchase an Eved Ivri. So Nema, should we say that the Braisa that says that a woman, the name of the Loker of Shim Ben Gamliel. Let me say that that's not like Shim Ben Gamliel. The Tanya, we have the following Braisa. Isha Kones HaShvacho, so a woman can purchase maidservants. The Ein Kones HaSavadim, but she cannot be Kone male servants because there's a chshad. Right, she can also purchase male servants. I don't know why I say names, so it seems pretty clear that our statement is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara says no. We can even say that that halacha, if goat follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, velo kasha, shakan, the Braisa says that a woman cannot purchase an Eved Ivri, that's Eved Ivri. She cannot purchase an Eved Ivri, but Khan, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, a woman can purchase an Eved Kanani, so she can't purchase a Jewish servant, she may purchase a non-Jewish servant. Eved Ivri, it seems a little counterintuitive, but Eved Ivri Tzniela, Eved Kanani Paritzla. The whole concern that we have is that they're going to do something that's not appropriate. So an Eved Ivri, who's a Jewish person, he'll hide it, because he's at Sanua. Yeah, he did an Aveira with her, but he's not going to pronounce it to the world, because he wants to hide and not make sure, not, so people don't know that he did something wrong. But an Eved Kanani, he's a Paritz. He's a part. So therefore, for the Eved Ivri, we're concerned they might do something, because if they do something, they'll keep it a secret. But by the Eved Kanani, he won't keep her a secret, so she won't do anything, because she knows if she does something with the Eved Kanani, the whole world's going to know. But if she does something with the Eved Ivri, likely, there's a likelihood that it'll be kept as a secret. Right? Rashi says, go towards the bottom, 14, 15 lines from the bottom, maybe a little more, 20 lines. It says, Sniela, right? He's at Sniela, Eved Ivri Sniela. Muchzak tsanuahu be'ena. In her eyes, he's a tsanua. She'im yikalklu yachad. If they do something wrong together, lo yitpa'er l'galos davar. He's not going to be so proud of it to tell everybody. Hilchok asa l'knoso. They actually can't buy it, because everything that they do will be kept a secret. But an Eved Kanani is paritzla v'yireyahi l'hafki lo l'atzman. She's fearful to be mafka herself to him, because everybody will know. So the Gemara then says, Ella, so according to this, basically the idea is that if the woman is afraid that people are going to find out, we don't have a chashash, because she wants to do it per secret, and if she's afraid that people are going to find out, we won't have the chashash. So Ella, hadatani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says as follows, Armalta, which I think means an almana, meaning a woman living by herself, lo tarbe kalba, she should not breed dogs, because the fear is bestiality, I guess. Lo tarbe kalba, v'lo tashrei ba be'rab u'shbisa, and she should not have in her house, as an oreach, the ben yeshiva, because maybe she'll have znus. So bishlama bar be'rav, I understand the bar be'rav, why we're concerned, because again, because it's nila, because in her mind, he's going to be sanua, and there's a chashash that maybe she'll be makalkal and it won't get before some. El a kalba, when it comes to a kalba, to a dog, kevan de masrichba, if you have relations with the dog follows you. I think Masrachba, he's going to be sticks to you. Right, sticks to you. Masrachba, Mirtasta. So she's afraid, right, she has a fear to do it because everyone's going to see that the dog is sticking to her. So they'll know. So the Gemara says, no. So therefore, why would it be us for her? She won't do it because she's afraid that people are going to find out. The Gemara says, no, because the dog clinging to you, it could be clinging to you for another reason. Amri keva de chishadila umsa, if she throws to her meat, right, Misrach Basra would also cling to her. Amri Inchi, so people say, Mishum Umtza the Shad Lahu the Misrach. The reason why he's clinging to you is because of the meat that you threw the bone, you threw the dog a bone, not because of any illicit affair. So therefore, that's another reason why you can't. So therefore, it's not Sniya, because she can always have the relations, and then people won't assume, they won't get out, because people won't assume that they had the relations, they'll assume that she gave him a bone. I can't. I don't know. Mishrach Shash.
What kind of, what's the gender of the dog is?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So she has to worry about you
with
the dog question?
Yeah, the animal has to grow it. That's what it says. She can't raise dogs. Amri, so the Gemara says, Ger Toshav Ha'amor Le'inyan Rebus. So the Gemara goes back to Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe said that we had Ger Tzedek Amor Le'Mechira, which we had a whole shiloh back and forth now, whether or not the Ger Tzedek, what that meant, and that meant about buying an Eved Ivri. We had a steerer whether Gerd said it can buy an Eved Ivri or not. We said in the end that Gerd said it can buy an Eved Ivri. I'll pay the halachas of ownership of a guy. But the next statement of Rebbe was Gerd Toshav the Inyan Ribbis. Now we can discuss that. So Gerd Toshav ha'amol Inyan Ribbis mahi. What's that? The pasuk says the chiyamuch achicha mati yodu imach vechazak the bog. Here the Gemara quotes the whole pasuk. There it quotes the whole pasuk. Here it quotes the whole pasuk. Right. So you suppose see over here that there's an iser. The iser ribis is on your brother and on the ger toshav. It says the pasuk says the hechzakta bo ger v'toshav v'chayimach. The ger and the toshav al tikach me'itom neshech v'tarbis. Don't take ribis from the toshav. Right. But we have our Mishnah just said. Lova mehen, umalvin or some ribis, you can lend to and borrow from a guy with ribis, the chemi ger toshav, and so too by ger toshav. From the pasuk, it seems to, the pasuk has two subjects, the ger and the toshav, and it seems to indicate that you cannot take ribis from them. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, miksiv al kikach me itam. Let's say al kikach me itam. It says al tach me itoksiv me Yisrael. It doesn't say don't take from both of them. In other words, al kikach me ito is only going on one person in the beginning of the statement. One person is talking about the Yisrael, not the ger toshav.
So why is it mentioned? What's the point?
That's a good question. In other words, you have no. It's mentioned the first part of the pasuk to tell you that you have an obligation to give tzedakah to the that, to the ger toshav to help them, but don't take ribis is only going on the Jew. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "Al tikach ve'ito neshech v'sarbis." Don't take from him, you know, neshech tamris. We saw in the beginning of the parak is the same thing. Don't take ribis from him. Right, just it was on the perspective. Certain person being bitten, the person doing the biting. Right, aval ata naselo arev. But you're allowed to become a cosigner on a loan that has ribis. So the Gemara says, "Okay, arev laman. What's the case that you're becoming to, that you're becoming a cosigner?" Ilema am arev liyisrael. If they tell me now that it's mutter to become an arev on a loan from one Jew to another Jew, and you're going to co-sign the loan for the borrower, v'hatanya, we have a bright so we'll see in a few days, elu over and below saseh. There are a bunch of people who violate the lo saseh of ribis. It's amalve, the malve has this five lavim when it comes to ribis. V'halove, there's three lavim when it comes to ribis. V'arev v'edim, the edim and the co-signer, the guarantor, it all violate the pasuk of lo saseh v'alav meshech. So it's us to be a co-signer or guarantor on a ribis loan. So what's the case? So Ella Lenachri, we're talking about the case of where the Jew is a co-signer on a loan from a guy to another Jew, and there's interest. So you can co-sign that loan. So Gemara says, wait a second. How is this possible? Because the... What? Why is it us, sir?
You said a guy to a Jew?
A guy lends a Jew. Right, even according to those shittas that we had before yesterday about the issue, there was never an issue about borrowing with ribis. It was only lending. Ella l'nachri. So the Gemara says, why is it permitted to be a guarantor on that loan? Va kevan de dina de nachri de azul basa arva iu nia de kashokim ne ribsa. Rashi quotes that according to the dinim of the nachri, when you co-sign a loan, it's as if you are the borrower. You're the first. They collect from the guarantor first. Right? Rashi says.
Default.
Hakeva denachri basa arva azil the eno toveya ella esa arev. You go after the arev first, and therefore, if there's a default, there's no payback, the arev goes after the cosigner first. You collect first from the arev, who then goes and collects from the Yisrael. But at the time he loans the money, he signs as the guarantor, it's as if he's lending the money to the Yisrael. So it's as if he becomes a lender, beribis, to a fellow Jew. Right? Iyu niyu de kashokim e ribsa. The Arev is taking ribis from the Yisrael and he's violating the Isra of ribis. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, the case is, Shekibel alav ladum b'nei Yisrael. The guy writes a contract and he says, you're the co-signer, but you'll be the co-signer, the guarantor, according to your rules, not according to my rules. According to the rules of the Yisrael, the rules of the Yisrael is first you have to be Toveya, the borrower, and only afterwards you Toveya, the co-signer. So Rashi says, Ladum b'nei Yisrael, yitba min halove techila, because shalo yimtze etzlo, when he doesn't find after the love, then yigba min ha'arev. Then he's going to collect from the arev. V'hashdan eina arev love mitchila. So the arev is not the first stop, so it's not considered the lender. Hilkach kiparu l'nachri, ha'hi shaitahi de'osrei l'chavrei, umay de'mozif le'shokha minei. So it's at point B that the arev is out the money. That's when he gives, there was a loan for $100, the interest makes it 110, so then he gives 110 to the lender, and that means as if he lent his friend 110. It's not that he lent 100 and is collecting 10 interest, it's as if he lent the friend the full 110, and that becomes mutter.
Right.
Good. Glad you agree. So, right? Amar Rav Sheshes, Shekibel alav ladum b'dinei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "E kibel alav ladum b'dinei Yisrael, ribis nami lishkol." Wait a second. If he's collecting if the guy is accepting for himself to be bound by the Jews of the Yisrael, then don't collect ribis. Why is he collecting ribis? A simple answer. Gemara says, "Amar Rav Sheshes, Shekibel alav lazov, lo kibel alav lazov." He accepted one halacha of the Jews and accept the other one. He made a contract and says, "Okay, I'm going to judge you, we're going to use you as a guarantor according to your rules. But I'm still collecting interest because that's Myron's. So, what? No problem. Next, the Mishnah now mentioned, it was a cryptic statement in the Mishnah from yesterday. Now, Rashi said that the Gemara will discuss. The statement was, Malva Yisrael Ma'osav Shal Akum Midas Akum Avalo Midas Yisrael. A Jew can lend the money of a guy with the knowledge of the guy, but not for the knowledge of a Jew. So what does that mean? Right, Rashi said over there, before I speak Gemara, here we're going to explain. Tana Rabbanan, in the Brisa says as follows. Malva Yisrael Ma'osav Shal Nachri Midas Nachri Avalo Midas Yisrael. Same thing. It's mutter for a Jew to lend the money of a guy beribis with the das of the guy, but not with the das of the Yisrael. So, Ketzad, what's the case? Yisrael shalava mos min anachri beribis. So, a Jew borrows money from a guy and is ribis on the money. A Jew borrows the money from you. So that's Reuven, Jew A. Ubikesh lahachziram lo. Now, Reuven wants to pay it back. Right? He borrowed $100, he owes him $110, he wants to pay it back. Right? So, umatzo Yisrael achar v'amr lo, and he finds another Jew, and I think this other Jew, right, so the Shimon, says to Reuven, the borrower, don't give it back to the guy, namely, give it to me, right, v'ani ele l'cha'a k'derosh atamal lo, and I'll pay you back what you owe him. You owe him 110, I'll pay you back the 110, and you give it back to him. I just need the money today to be liquid in the market. I'll pay you back tomorrow, and I'll give you the 110 for you to pay back the guy. Right? So the Gemara says, namely, so and ani alalachot k'derosh atamal lo, that is usher. That is forbidden to do. Why? Rashi says, usher. To who niyu de kamoziv labor ribis? Because he is giving him the ribis. The most now are in the hands of the lova. Until you pay back, right, a milvelotso nitna, the money, lent money belongs to the borrower for that period of time. Until he pays back the lender, the money belongs to him. So it's as if right now he is lending to Jew B the money, and he's getting back extra, because he's only lending him 100.
Oh, he's giving him 110.
No, he's giving him the 110.
Who's giving him the 110? He says, I'll pay you back the money that you owe to the guy.
No, but I thought Jew A is giving 110 to Jew.
No, he only has 100. He only borrowed 100. He
but
says,
he's
paying back 110. Right? Tineim Lee, and Ani Allah Chakadar Shatam Alo. Lend me the money that was loaned to you. What was loaned to you was 100, and I'll pay you back the same amount that you have to pay him back, which is 110. So I'm lending you 100, and you're paying me back 110. He's not going to gain anything by it because he has to pay that money back. He's not profiting from it, but it's still ribis,
so
right? For him, what?
So why doesn't the Jew just give the other Jew the 110? He gives him the 110, he can give him back the 110.
But that's not the case. Shkoyach, that's not the case we're talking about. But that's not the case. The case is, I borrowed $100 from the guy. I'm going to return $110 to the guy.
Right.
You walk up to me and say, don't get paid the guy back. Give me the $100 that you have, and I will pay you back $110 for you to give to the guy. That's the case we're talking about, not any other case. That's the case we're talking about.
No, you can't do
we can
that.
What if out of it, but
you can't do that.
Okay, that's what the case is. So the case is you can't do that. But why? That's not so pashut because not necessarily your money. The im ha'emido etzel nachri. But if it was left to the nachri, but let's say the lova tells to the guy, the second guy, right? If the lova tells the guy, listen, the first guy tells the guy, listen, I have this money in your hands. I have this money in your hands. If you want, you can re-lend that money to somebody else, and that somebody else will pay you the interest. Then it's mutter, because in that case, it's if you gave the money back to the guy, and the guy is now lending it to Jew number two. V'chein, and so the opposite way. The opposite case would be, v'chein, nachri shalava mos miYisrael. So a guy borrows money from a Jew, beribis. With ribis, you lent money to a guy, beribis, because that was your livelihood, or your talmid chacham, or according to the Sheet of Tosos, it's permitted. That's the case. You lent money to a guy with interest. U'bikesh lachzirom lo. And now, the guy is ready to pay you back. He's ready back to pay the $110 for the $100 loan. Mitzo Yisrael Achav Amra Lo. So another Jew finds the guy and tells to the guy, don't pay the money back to the Jew, namely, give me the $100 loan, v'ani ala lecha k'derek sh'atam ala lo mutter, and I will pay you the 110. That is mutter, because the money belongs to the guy at this point in time. The guy is giving the money to Jew number two, and he's allowed to lend him in with interest, so then he'll pay him back the 110, and then the guy will pay back the 110. V'im he'emido etzer Yisrael. But if the Nachri tells to his, says to his lender, listen, here's the money, but this is another Jew who wants to borrow it, lend it to him, and then that Jew is going to pay me back the 110, and then I'll pay you back the 110. That becomes usur, because in this way, it's sort of like the guy becomes the shliach of the Jew, of the lender, by saying that you can lend the money to another guy. Do me a favor, and lend it to another guy. That becomes usur, because now a Jew is charging a Jew interest.
So this is what the Mishnah meant by Das Israel.
This is how they're explaining that case. That's how they're explaining what that case means. This is the Brisa that's explicating this whole statement right now is the Brisa. So the Brisa is explicating the Mishnah. That's the case. So now the Gemara asks on the case, well, Bishlama Seifa. I understand this. I have to understand, if you can remember, that there's no such thing as Shlichus by a guy. So if there's no Shlichus by a guy, how does this work? So by the Sefer, the Gemara says it's okay. The Sefer, we're going to say it's Aser, because we're going to be a little Machmir. The Chumra, we're going to say the Shlich is for a guy, and therefore in the Sefer case, it's going to be Aser. But right, he says, Bishma Sefer L'Chumra. El Eresha, the Ein Shlich is a Nachri, Iyu Niyu the Kashokim Nei Ribisa. Kava, the Ein Shlich is a Nachri, Iyu Niyu the Kashokim Nei Ribisa. The case was that Jew A borrowed from the guy, and now he tells the guy, yeah, well, I won't pay you back. I'm going to just lend it to my friend, and then he'll pay you back. We said it's mutter. Why is that mutter? You can't be the shliach for the guy, so it's as if you, Jew A, are doing it. So it's the same case as it's the same thing as you giving the loan and collecting the ribbis. So how can that be mutter? So we're going to have a few answers. Amar, Rav Huna, Bar Manoach, Shmei, Rav Acha, Rav Ika, Hachem, Ayaskinon, he going to Amar Le. The guy says to the first Jew, "Hanichem al gabrei karka v'yipati." Just put the stuff on the money on the ground, and you'll be done. So therefore, it's not going from the Jew to the Jew. It's first going to the Jew. The first Jew is out of it, and then the second Jew is going to pick it up. The Gemara says, "Ihach the man the memro." Well, what's the chiddush there? If the guy tells me, if my lender tells me, you're considered as if you paid back if you put the money in this place, then I paid him back. So it's clearly out of my possession. So what's the chiddush? So El Amra Papa Gon Shenokal V'Nasam Biyad, where the guy took it from him. Again, he Akatim Alameima. What's the chiddush there? If I paid him back in his hand, clearly it's no longer my possession. It's in the guy's possession. And when he gives it to Jew B, it's him lending me ribbis, not me. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'u Detema, you might have thought, Nachri Gufa Ki Ovid Adaita Yisrael Kagomer B'Yahiv. Kamash Malan, not. You might have thought that sort of that you're going to impute the intent of the Jew into the guy. The guy is only doing this because Jew A asked him to do it. So it's as if Jew A is doing it. Kamash Malan, it's not a problem. Right? That's what Rashi says. Adaita the Dei Yisrael, Sherei Hu Heviu Etzlo, Vabe Nachri Shlucho, V'Nachmi Midirbanu L'Meisar, K'Nachri M'Seifa. Since it's the Jew's idea, he brought the money back to the guy. He brings the second Jew to the guy. You think it's all going to go to the Chumrah? We'll go that it's all because of the Jew, and therefore go to the Chumrah. Kamash Malan, that no, that once you have this idea that it's paid back to the guy, then the guy then gives it to the Jew B, there's not a problem over there, because the Jew A is out of it and he's not lending the ribbis.
The guy is still directing the guy.
Who's the guy? Who's the guy?
Sorry, the first Jew is still directing the guy.
Correct. So the chiddush of the Brisa is that direction, it doesn't make a difference. It's because he paid back the guy, and it's the guy who's taking the money back and then giving it to the Jew B.
Even though the guy's listening at the directive of the first.
Correct. And the chiddush of the Brisa is that doesn't matter. That's exactly the chiddush. So Rav Ashi gives another answer. He says, our whole problem was, is there's no shlichus. So Rav says, ki amrin and she'en shlichus nachri hanim hu betrumah. The only time we say that the guy, there's no shlichus when it comes to a guy, for a guy to a Jew, that's only gabi trumah, that the guy cannot be mafish trumah for you, because that's when we make the drasha. It's the Gemara Kedushin Nachmem Aleph. The Pasuk says, gam atem l'rabba shluchecha, matem b'nei bris, ash shluchecha b'nei bris. So therefore a nachri is not a ben bris, and therefore he can't be the shlich for Yisrael. But anywhere else other than Shruma, there is shlichus for Nachri. So therefore here, if I direct the guy, so he's my shliach. And if the guy directs the Jew, the Jew is the guy shliach. So that works out perfectly for the two cases in the Brisa. Where I direct the guy, he's my shliach, and therefore it's usher because of ribbis. Where the guy directs me, therefore it's his money, I'm his shliach, and therefore it would be mutter, because it's the guy's money.
It doesn't have to work out if shliach works with the guy to the Jew.
Well, the shlichus goes both ways, basically. So the Gemara says, first,
most of applies to
an Ajri too. This is Rabbi Ashi says now that the only time we say ain shlichus l'ner, the ger hayim betruma, avav kol Torah kula, yesh shlichus l'nachri. He says there is shlichus for nachri. The Gemara says, wait a second. V'had Rabbi Ashi berusahi. Rabbi Ashi has to be berusah means outside. That can't be. Mais not truma de lo. What's the reason why there's no shlichus for a guy when it comes to truma? Dixiv atem gam atem. Right, we learn atem. And atem means to include you. Ma atem b'nei bris, just like you are part of the covenant. Ach shluchem nami b'nei bris, right? And that shlichus to kol Torah kula nami mitruma gamrin le. We learned shlichus and kol Torah kula from truma. So just like you learned that shlichus applies to a Jew from truma, you learn the halacha that shlichus does not apply to a guy from truma. Doesn't mean only truma. It's a kol Torah kula. El Rav Ashi Berusahi. Rav Ashi is not, that's from the outside. So Ikad Amri Da Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi is like trying to trick people or trying to get them to figure it out. Ikad Amri Da Rav Ashi, Chi Amrin Ein Shlichus Nachri. When do we say that there's no Shlichus for a guy? Hani Mili Inhun Ladidon. That would mean only that they cannot be our Shliach, that the Nachri cannot become a Shliach of Israel. Avon Anan Ladidhu Havinu Shliach. But we can become a Shliach for a guy. And therefore, if we become a Shliach for a guy, that answers the Seifa. The Seifa would be the, therefore, in the Reisha, when the Yisrael gives the money back to the guy, then it becomes us, when the Yisrael can make the guy a shliach, when the Yisrael is the malve, we can be the shliach of the guy. So therefore, in the Reisha, the Jew comes to the guy and says, give it to somebody else, and the guy says, yes, you're the shliach of the guy, and therefore it's mutter. But in the Sefer, the guy cannot be... How is it happening with Sefer? So the race of the Bryce, where the Yisrael lends the money to the Yisrael according to the commandment of the guy, and the Sefer is where you lend the money to a Yisrael, where the guy lends the money according to the tzivoy of the Yisrael, that's also mutter, because we cannot be the shliach of the guy. He can be our... the opposite. So say it again.
They cannot be a shliach for us, but we can be for them.
So we can be shliach for them. So the ratio of the case was we are their shliach, and therefore it's mutter. And the seifa is they cannot be our shliach. So he's doing it on his own, and therefore it would be mutter. So v'hadar Rashi Brusi, that can't be either. The Maishnai Inul Yidon Delo. Why can we not be shliach? Why can we the guy not be shliach for us? Diksiv atem gam atem la rabas luchechem ma atem b'nei bris av shluchechem b'nei bris an lidunami. So too we cannot be. In other words, we learn here that only a b'nei bris, a ben bris, can become your shliach. But anan lidunami, we also cannot be a shliach for him because ma atem b'nei bris ka amar. It's all a package deal. We're learning everything from there. Is what you mentioned before. It's all from one spot, one stop shopping. Ella had Rav Ashi brusi. Rav Ashi is from the outside. So the Gemara now says another answer. Ravina amar nihid shlichus l'nachri lesle. But zechiyah mirabbanan islei midi dahavi akatan, right? Katan af the avafagav the lesle shlichos, even though katan not shlichos, islei zechiyah mirabbanan. Saying that, yeah, there's no halachically mode concept of shlichos when it comes to a guy, just like there's no shlichos when it comes to a katan. But midi rabbanan, we have this concept of zechiyah when it comes to a katan, right? Rashi says katan zechiyah mirabbanan islei she Yisrael zochel et zorich nachri. You can be zochel on behalf of a nachri. So in that first case, when we said it was Usher, that first Jew is Zoche in the loan on behalf of the guy. So midrabanan, he's lending it to his fellow Jew Biribis, and that's why it would be Usher. And just like we see in other instances where there's no shlichus, the Chachamim made a concept of zechiah. So too here, there'd be a concept of zechiah, not shlichus, but a concept of rabbanan of zechiah. So Gemara says no, that's also a distinction. He says velohi, right? Let's read it again. He says mida have a katan, just like we find that a katan. Katan afal gav the less the shlichus. There's no Torah shlichus when by katan. By Rashi says dechik siv shlichus begadok siv. It's beroy literum. Only person who has the ability to take off truma. Shiyeh hekdesho hektesh v'dibiruchal debagi hektesh v'darin ishk siv v'kabei truma me'es kol ish shayin v'nolibo from ben aban. Someone who has the ability to do it, which is a gadol, not a katan. So, but islo zechiyah, right? As Gemara says, that's non zochin lekatan beperek mishemes from the Gemara of Basra. Right? Therefore, the same thing would apply to the goy. We're given this concept of zechiyas. Someone says, no, the lohi, there's a difference. Yisrael asr lechal shlichus, ovi chavim lo asr lechal shlichus. The reason why we gave zechiyah to the katan, because he's a Yisrael, eventually he'll get to the level of shlichus. So before he gets to the level of shlichus, we're given this the rabbanan concept of zechiyah. But a guy who's never going to get to the concept of shlichus, we did not give him this concept of shlichus. So therefore, you can't answer that question. And so, how do we answer? So, we can't answer Ravina's answer. We don't have Rav Ashi's two answers because those are Barusa. We don't have his answers. So, the case is going to be that what you had before is where it was Natan Biyad, and the Kiddush was that even though it's done at the behest of the Jew, nevertheless, it doesn't count. It's still as if it went back to the guy, and it's the guy giving it to Jew B, and it would be Mutter. Okay, we'll stop here on the top of Amen Bez, Ayin Bez, Amen Aleph.